As a young football player in high school, I tried to visualize the games. Our coaches would show us volumes of game film for our upcoming opponent, and then I would think about that game film throughout my practice for the week as I understood the propensities of the opponent and what I would do to counter them. On game day, I would always check out of school a little bit early, go home for lunch, and not only just eat my lunch, but I would sit at the piano and play the piano and visualize the game in my mind. As we faced one particular opponent, I had a poignant experience with that visualization activity. I was sitting along playing the piano, and as a defensive back, I knew the play, I knew the down and distance that I was facing, and I could visualize, okay, it's third down, it's a short yardage situation. I knew what they were likely to run, and I found myself in my visual imagery of this game, deep in the backfield of the opponent, just waiting as the running back was headed directly towards me. I knew I was going to be able to drop him for a loss. And then suddenly, I was taken out of the play, which astonished me because I was visualizing this. How could I possibly be visualizing being taken out of the play? I rewound the play in my mind. I played it again, and again, I was taken out of the play. I went back to game film and remembered that in this situation, it was likely that they would use a pulling guard from the opposite side of the field to provide blocking protection for the running back. And it was that pulling guard that was taking me out of the play. Game film had done its job. It had implanted in my mind exactly what would happen in that circumstance. Come game time, I found myself in exactly that circumstance. Third down, short yardage. I rushed hard into the backfield. I found myself deep into the backfield, and the running back headed directly towards me. I reached out and, without even looking, took care of the lead blocker from the opposite side, the pulling guard, and I made the tackle deep in the backfield. This was a delightful learning experience for me about the power of visualizing outcomes. When you use your high performance journal as you're doing evaluation, there are five domains of achievement that you use to score yourself. One of those is visualization. Are you actually visualizing not just your behavior, but the outcome that you seek? Being able to visualize the outcome that you seek will add power to your performance. Using your high performance journal every day, including scoring those five domains of achievement, will help you to claim that power. Use your high performance journal every day. You'll become a better achiever, a better performer with better results. I can promise you that.